Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Welcome in, Stacey Garrity. Thank you for being here.
Dawn, it's always great to be with you. Thanks.
So as you take the oath of office, and it's the second time around, I do want to get it. We always have fun every time we talk, usually about the vault and what's in the vault, because you're always trying to make people aware that they may have something that they should always check out your website. But I want to get to this, and that is how the incoming administration affects Pennsylvania. In other words, when we think about, you know, our Treasury Department and Pennsylvania and the money and overseeing that, how does this new administration impact as far as your job, and what changes then do you have to pivot to? Everything from whether there are funds coming in. I'm seeing ICE, you know, a lot of news about ICE and federal funds helping out with that situation, but also tax changes, tax cuts, 529 plans. So what do you see incoming that now you will pivot and react to, and what do you see changing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, thanks to the country and obviously all Pennsylvanians, you know, are focused on the economy and safe communities. And I think that's what you see with the incoming administration, as well as the fact that for the first time in Pennsylvania's history, we have three Republican-elected row officers. And so, of course, you know, the main focus of Tim DeFore, who is actually an auditor, which is fantastic. So mm-hmm. he's also starting his second term. You know, we are the fiscal watchdogs for the Commonwealth. And Dave Sunday, who has been a phenomenal district attorney in York, is going to be an incredible attorney general. And I am so excited to be able to work with both Dave and Tim.
And so for you, you know, your department and what you oversee is, you know, really the custodian. You care for and oversee more than $160 billion with a B dollars in funds, and as you say, you know, serving the taxpayers. So what changes do you see coming down the pike with regard to a new administration? In other words, you've just served under the Biden administration. Now you prepare for the Trump administration. So what are you, you know, anticipating already? And is there word from, you know, as far as from the top, how does that impact your job? Obviously, you're at the state level and the Commonwealth level, but how does that impact your job?
Well, first of all, you know, things are rolling out fast and furious
yes.
with the new administration, and we're only, you know, a couple days into it. But I think we're going to see, at least what I'm hoping we're going to see is, you know, life getting better for everybody as far as safe communities, as far as a little bit more money in your pockets. As far as, you know, if we truly tap into the energy that we have underneath our feet, that's really going to help reduce inflation. And that's just going to help, you know, everyday Pennsylvanians and Americans. But on the state side, what I am concerned about is we do have a structural deficit. And this incoming budget year, they are going to start tapping into the rainy day fund to the tune of about probably $1.6 to $1.8 billion. So we do have a structural deficit. People, you know, have to be focused on that. And just like we expect, you know, your family has to save for a rainy day mm-hmm. and they have to, you know, balance their checkbook. The state should be doing the same thing. So that's a bit concerning on the state level.
Yes. And then as far as that goes, and I'll just throw these out if I may, and that is, As we think about, you know, we're hearing that President Trump wants America to, in essence, for us to be the leader in AI and investing in that. So what does that then mean for the Commonwealth if we get monies that come in, how you handle that? When I think about the DEI initiatives, how are we affected here in Pennsylvania, or your department affected by that one? And then even going down to thinking about the future, which you mentioned, and I'm just throwing these three top ones so you can react to them, to our Treasurer, Stacey Garrity. But when I think about education, when I think about all of these issues and job creation and jobs leaving Pennsylvania, I think about the fact that, you know, you administer several programs, including PA 529, which, of course, has to do with education and making sure that we have accessibility to education so that people can get these high-end jobs.
Right. So our PA 529 plan is, of course, a gold-rated plan. We received a gold rating 2 years ago, which makes us one of the top plans in the nation. In fact, there are only 5 gold plans in the nation. And so we've cut fees, I have, in my first term to the tune of about $17 million, and that's money that goes right back into the pockets of hardworking parents and grandparents. So we go around, and we have an outreach team, and we are really pushing the PA 529 plan because it is so flexible. It can be used for community college, technical schools, and, of course, four-year degrees. Mm-hmm. But it's incredibly flexible, and it is it's so important because, you know, we want family-sustaining jobs. You know, I travel all 67 counties every single year. I go to people, meet them where they're at. And what I hear consistently is that parents want opportunities for their kids, and they want the opportunities right here in our great Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. And so I think as we look to, you know, unleashing oil and gas, you know, President Trump consistently says, we're going to drill, baby, drill. that would be just so impactful for, you know, Pennsylvanians, because it would be thousands and thousands of family sustaining jobs and, you know, opportunity for, you know, our youth.
Yeah. And that's just it. So when we think about, you just mentioned that we have this, you know, we face this budget deficit. So then take us through it. In other words, with Pennsylvania, Trump always says we're sitting on liquid gold. So now we get to tap into this. We bring back jobs. And then how does that offset the deficit as far as the Department of Treasury that you're overseeing?
Well, it would be phenomenal because we would be bringing in so much more, you know, revenues. We would have such a better tax base. And that's what we need is we need income streams to offset the structural deficit, because we are consistently year after year spending more than what we bring in. And, you know, it can't be sustained. I mean, on the current trajectory, we blow through our rainy day fund in about 3 years. And so it's incredibly important that we get President Trump's initiatives, you know, implemented as soon as possible, and particularly energy, because it not only creates, you know, thousands and thousands of family-sustaining jobs, but it also reduces inflation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and let's think about it, you know, energy independence is a matter of national security.
Yes. Well put. How does it affect your job that we have this historic sweep with Republicans? And you mentioned, you know, DeFore, Dave Sundy, our obviously attorney general, and you. How does that help you or embolden or empower you in your job?
You know, I think it just shows that Pennsylvanians, just like the rest of the nation, are really focused on the economy and safe communities. And I think that, you know, the three of us, we're going to be able to work together and, you know, we're going to be able to do, you know, a lot more than what's been done in the past, where we've kind of operated, you know, a bit. I mean, they are independent agencies, obviously, but we'll be able to collaborate and, you know, just do more for hardworking Pennsylvanians.
I should have said this off the top, because I usually do, that you served and you're, you know, a U.S. Army Reserve colonel. You served in our nation, and we thank you for your military service. How does your military service and your military background help you in your current job?
You know, serving our country for 30 years was the honor of my lifetime. And I think I've told you this before, yeah. Don, that if I had not hit my mandatory retirement date, I would still be serving, because it was, in fact, the honor of my lifetime. But I have to tell you, serving as Pennsylvania's treasurer is a close second. But those Army values that are leadership, respect, service, honor, integrity, personal courage. I mean, I carry those with me everywhere I go, and I live those 24/7, and I am just incredibly mission-driven. And so, and that's, you know, that's basically how we run Treasury. You know, we have a mission, we're incredibly focused on it, and our mission is to serve the taxpayers, and that's what we do. And I have a wonderful staff, and they work tirelessly to serve Pennsylvanians.
I know you do. We always have to talk about, you know, and I'll give people the image that you're, you know, you're often photographed standing in front of the big Pennsylvania vault. You know, it's like the big wheel and what's in there. But you do always, you know, you always talk about the transparency and making sure that people know what's in there, whether it's something physical, tangible in the vault, or even people are supposed to look up, you know, all the time going to the site and looking up. Maybe they have some money that they don't even realize is being held. So can you update us on that one as far as what's still in there and what you want to encourage people to do?
Absolutely. So we have $4.5 billion in unclaimed property, and that can be things from uncashed checks, rebates, old stocks and bonds, forgotten bank accounts, you name it. It can also be tangible items like military decorations that we always talk about, and they largely come from abandoned safe deposit boxes. So because 1 out of 10 Pennsylvanians has unclaimed property, most people don't even know they have it. And so we've really been on a mission to make people aware, and all they have to do is just open up their phone, go to patreasury.gov/unclaimed property, type in their name, or if they're involved with a business or a nonprofit, type those names in as well and see if they have anything there. And it's super easy to get their money back. I mean, we've upgraded the system. We've implemented a fast track. So sometimes you can get your money in as quick as 2 weeks if it's a simple claim. Also coming down the pipe, which I'm so excited about, is Pennsylvania Money Match. And that was Senate Bill 24, which passed unanimously, if you can believe that. So this act actually eliminates red tape from government, which is something almost always, you know, unheard of. So I'm very excited about that. But what it's going to allow us to do at Treasury is to proactively return up to $500 of unclaimed property to single owners. So they will not have to, you know, go fill out forms. They won't have to do anything. They will, and they'll get a check.
Wow.
And so we're going to, so we're sending out our first letters, about 10,000 letters next week to people, you know, letting them know that you have unclaimed property. And then about 30 days after that, we will send checks out. So I'm really excited about that because right now, you know, inflation is still quite high.
Yeah.
And a little bit of money can go a long ways to help families that could be hurting.
That's awesome. You know, I think after the recent November election, I'd interviewed you at some point and talked about the fact that it's widely reported that you really set a record for most votes. I believe you're one of the few people, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you're one of the few people down ticket who might have gotten more votes than Trump. You're extremely, don't tell him anybody, but you're extremely popular. And so I just have to wonder, especially with all the rumors that Governor Shapiro will run for higher office, maybe run for president next time around. Do you have thoughts, aspiration? I'm sure you must hear it all the time. Governor Garrity has a very nice ring to it.
Well, the governor still has, as you said, 2 years on his term. And, you know, I just got sworn in Tuesday. So right now I have to say that, yes, it was such an honor to be, you know, get the record number of votes. And I really worked hard to build bipartisan relationships. I worked across the aisle, and I started that, you know, on day one, you know, when I was sworn in 2021. Yeah. So, of course, it's an incredible honor to get that record. And I'm very humbled by it. But right now, you know, I'm focused on being the best treasurer that I can possibly be, because although we've broken all kinds of records,
yes,
there's still a lot to do.
Amen. Dan Borowski polled Shapiro, Governor Shapiro, speaking about this.
The right to vote. Pennsylvanians made their voices heard, and they chose to entrust her once again with the awesome responsibility of serving as our treasurer. It's a testament to the work she's done over the past 4 years that the people of Pennsylvania have put their trust in her once more. Because that's what these jobs are, a public trust. As treasurer, she knows this better than most because she's reminded of it every day when she heads into the office by an inscription on the finance building that reads, "All public service is a trust, given in faith and accepted in honor."
So, wow. I mean, if I'm helping with your campaign run for gov, I hear a clip of that. Even the last guy, who's a Democrat, listen to what he says. I mean, the glowing remarks about you are pretty incredible.
Well, he was very gracious, and I was very happy that he was able to attend my swearing in and speak at it. And honestly, you know, when my dad passed, Governor Shapiro was one of the first people to call me and offer his condolences. And when I won, he was one of the first people to call me and congratulate me. So we have had a good working relationship for sure.
Yeah, I know that was a bittersweet week for you, and we've been praying for you as far as your dad being in heaven. And speaking of your dad, your family, your upbringing, final question. As we think about math scores, we think about science. In Philadelphia, the schools are offering some cash incentives to kids who failed, you know, certain algebra exams and that sort of thing. You obviously, you're somebody who you focused on math. You focused, I mean, you're good at math. That's why you're the treasurer. You're good at leadership. How do we fix that with our educational system in Pennsylvania and specifically post-pandemic?
Oh my goodness. So that is a tough one. And it's, you know, if it were up to me, I would put together, you know, a commission, a working group. And basically I think our education system needs to be looked at from top to bottom, because it seems to me that no matter how much money we put into it, you know, we're not where we should be. And I think people realize that, but, you know, we're going to have to make the tough decision to go in and look at it. And it's not just a matter of just continuing to pump more money into it.
Stacey Garrity, thank you so much. Congratulations. And I hope we talk again soon.
Absolutely.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.